Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Minister Show. This is Minister James Browning. I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona, and we have a wonderful little chilly morning this morning, which I love. I love the little chill in the morning time in the winter here because it kind of reminds me of home back in the East Coast. So that's a good thing. I love it. Now, I pray that each one of you beloved ones have had a most wonderful and safe holiday. I know that this has been a little different holiday for most of you and most of us, including myself. It just is what it is. Sometimes you have to play the hand that's dealt you. And so that's what a lot of us have had to do because it's been quite different and it's different times and different things are happening, beloved ones. But, you know, at this time on the planet, we all have to be flexible. That is the key word, is flexibility. Going into the new year, that may be one of the key words, to be flexible and be able to roll with the punches, because we're in the midst of a shift in our country. Things are changing, and from political aspects and different things are happening. Not only are we a shift in our nation, but we are shifting in our consciousness as well, which is very important. There's a major shift happening in the conscious and spiritual growth of individuals here on planet Earth. I don't know what's happening on other planets, but I do know here on planet Earth, we are in the midst of a shift, and that shift is a good thing. But in the middle of the shift, the country is shifting and things on the planet are shifting too. So there's a lot of things that's going to be shifting. A lot of things are going to be changing, beloved ones. And some things that are changing may seem to or may make you feel a little unstable as to what's going on around you. But it's all good and it's all well. God's in charge. But I just want to bring that information to you this morning that you are in the midst of a shift from the country standpoint. The whole thing is shifting and changing, but you spiritually are shifting and changing. We are ascending to a higher state of consciousness, which is a beautiful thing. But through the ascension itself, that there are some of us who are, you know, in that third dimensional thought process. Some of us are going through the fourth, and some of us have actually put our foot into the fifth dimension. And that's a good thing, because that's what we're striving to get to, that fifth dimension of consciousness, and stay there, not to go back and forth between the dimensions, because right now that's what's happening in most people's lives. They're transiting, especially people who are conscious, are transiting up and through the fourth and fifth dimension. And those folks who are stuck here or in that state of the third dimensional thinking, it is really rather challenging for them. It is really a hard time because of the shift. They're not quite sure or understand why they're experiencing what they're experiencing, but they are experiencing things that are different. And so they have to be able to deal with that. And as the country shifts, even your physical bodies are taking a shift. And so if you've had any kind of thing going on in your body in the last year or two, and that is because your body is preparing to be in that fifth dimensional consciousness. Not only do you have to mentally be prepared, but your physical body will take on a new structure from a standpoint. I mean, you'll still look as you are inside of you. There's different things will happen because more of your gifts will be realized and come into fruition, your spiritual gifts and things that you'll be able to do once you're in that fifth dimensional thing that you're just not able to do in the third dimensional body. So we are looking forward to that type of thing happening. You know, when we get into that fifth dimensional consciousness, people will be able to be more telepathic. People will be teleporting, and the whole aspect of the spiritual gifts will be totally unfold. So your physical body as well have to be able to make the transition. So, beloved one, just be flexible and roll with the punches as necessary for you to be able to sustain yourself and bring about what you need. And the key is to bring about, and while you're here on the physical, on this physical plane, to be more peaceful. We all want to be more peaceful this year, and you want to have more opulence in your life this year. And when I use that term opulence, beloved one, let me totally explain it to you, because I'm not talking about just material things. I'm talking about good health, good relationships, good spiritual relationship with you and your Creator. That's all part of opulence. Yes, opulence means the richness you need. You need the necessary monetary things in order to be able to survive here on planet Earth. So, yes, you need opulence as well. But that's not the whole deal. So many times you hear me use the word opulence, don't just automatically think I'm thinking about a material thing, because it's not necessarily that. I use opulence for, you know, all the good and wonderful things that happen to us, other than just material stuff as well, beloved ones. Okay? So, now all of you who have been listening to me for some time are well aware of the fact that I believe in, and I always open my show with a prayer, and today was no different, and we're going into the new, into a new year, and we're just grateful for to be here, and we know it is through God's grace and love and mercy that each one of us are able to make it into this new year. And not that we did something so special ourselves, but God's love and mercy helped to propel us into this new year. And so we're just going to give thanks and gratitude for that, and to have more of that oneness, more of the good life to show up in 2021. We want to be able to have more of that. So we know that God is the source of all the things we do, and so we always ask for help. So, and I always share with you, beloved ones, I am only a vessel. And I just ask the Creator's power to be to utilize me as they deem fit. So sometimes I have a script prepared, and sometimes I go off script, because that's what Spirit wants me to do. You know, things are shifting and changing, like I say, all the time. So we're going to open now with prayer, and then we'll get into today's talk, which I'm excited about. So, Mother, Father, God, we give gratitude and thanks for this day. We thank you, Almighty Creator, for all that you have allowed us to experience. We thank you for all the opportunities that showed up in our lives last year. We thank you for all everything that we experienced, because we know that in each thing there was a lesson that we learned from that lesson that we had when we were going through that transient period in 2020. Now we are moving into a new year, and so we say thank you, God, for allowing us to reach this point. And we know that you still have work for us, because we are still here. We know that you are still guiding, teaching, and showing us the way. We know that you are opening up the portals so we can move into that higher state of consciousness and awareness. So we ask you, God, to continue to guide us, continue to give us assistance as we grow and move into this higher state of consciousness and higher state of awareness, that we will continue to be in tune to you, God, and begin to recognize who and whom we are in you, and knowing and recognizing most of all that you are right here in our physical temples. We do not have to look outside of ourselves. Our I Am presence is within us. We do not have to search, look up in the sky, or look outside toward anyone else or any other entity, but only to recognize that you are with us right now, and that you are guiding us, and you have always been with us and always will be with us. So we just give gratitude and thanks, God, for giving us the understanding and knowledge. We pray this year that we have more knowledge about our spiritual consciousness and our spiritual awareness, and that we will be able to move forward and have fuller understanding of that. Beloved Mighty I Am Presence, we pray for all the beloved workers, all the beloved light workers who are out there and doing and bringing about more light on the planet. I pray that you will give them more strength and let their light shine more this year than it has ever shined, because we need that light to shine. We need to be able to chase away the darkness and bring about more light on the planet. So we say, God, light them up. Let that energy come forth that they may be. Each light worker that's out there, let them illuminate themselves and be more strong and be more open to be able to give into be productive in their spiritual world, to be able to give more of their spiritual self this year, that they will be able to do what they need to do. And I pray, God, for the protection of the medical workers, especially your frontline workers who are out there helping in this pandemic, that are risking their lives and doing what they need to do. But we know that each person has chosen their tasks and their work, so we know that they are doing what they are intended to do. But we pray for divine protection for each one of them, beloved souls, who are out there helping and willing to give of themselves to be able to bring about perfect health back on the planet. So we said, just guide them, be with them, put each one of them in your white light of protection, and shield them from any harm in any way. And we pray, beloved one, for the sick ones who are in their bed and who are sick and who are having challenges today, whether it be for COVID or anything else out there that they are experiencing. We pray that you will keep them in your light and keep them in your love and protect them as they are needed to be protected, and let them know that you are with them and that they will not give up. They will have hope and knowing that their healing is taking place and that they are moving into a higher state of health as each and every second of the day. And we pray, God, all those souls that you decide to bring home and to relieve them of their physical condition, that you will give them divine safe travel into their spiritual realm, and they will be able to bring forth and know that they have done work here and that it all is well. We know that there's no such thing as transformation. So if you deem a need for them to transform, that you will give them safe travel to go and reach the other side. So we said, thank you, God. We are so, so grateful this day, and we know that we are well connected with you, God. We know that you are in us just like a wave is in the ocean today, and that we will understand, recognize, and know that and live with that and have full understanding of that, that you are right here with us. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. So grateful, and so it is. Whew. Well, beloved ones, I felt spirit come through. I don't know about you, but I felt the energy. Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So today's talk is one that's pretty interesting, especially for this time in our lives and what's going on, because it's a fact. Who's in charge of your life? It's a very important question, beloved one, that each one of us must take time to ask ourselves this question. Stop and ask yourself, who's really in charge of my life and where am I headed? You know, you may think that you are in control of things, but you may not be in control of things as you think you are. And what a better time to really do a self-analysis of oneself is at the beginning of a new year, to be able to analyze where you've been. That's what I like about New Year's, because they give us an opportunity to have a second chance in life, to be able to rekindle a lot of things that we maybe have been lackadaisical about. But now that we are moving into a new year, that we can stop and analyze, where am I headed? What am I? What it's about, and who's really doing being, and what's going on with me as an individual? What I'm going to do to make a difference? So if you just stop and give thoughts to where you're heading, and begin to have a fuller understanding of where you're at, and beloved ones, if you are willing to redirect your thoughts and redirect your emotions, I can pretty much guarantee that your life will be different at the end of next year. If you're willing to take change and take time to analyze where you're at and where you're going and what you're doing, that you will be able to see and have more understanding of where you're headed. So we give thanks and gratitude that you will be able to do that. And I am pretty much aware that many of us have thoughts and plans of where we want to go and what we want to do, but you need to have clarity of those things. You need to have a well understanding of where you're heading at. Take time, beloved one, and look at where you want to go and where you want to do. Because if you, like I said, if you're willing to redirect your thoughts, redirect your feelings and emotions about where you are, then, and of course, one must have faith in God. That is what, that is one of the key elements to anything and everything that you want to accomplish in this life, is that we have full faith in God as being your substance and being the source that you are moving in the right direction, and to take care of yourself and to be safe, beloved ones. And as you go through this year, beloved ones, protect yourself, be safe. Don't take risks and chances that you don't need to take. And there's no need for you to test God in any kind of way. So you need to make sure that you are doing your part to take care of your physical bodies, which is your temple. So you have to put forth everything you need to do, and do not necessarily put yourself in harm's way. Because to me, when you put yourself in harm's way, knowing you're putting yourself in harm's way, you're testing God. And there's no reason for you to do that. God will help you, sure. But when you go out and just put yourself in harm's way, beloved ones, you can be jeopardizing yourself too, because that's something that you have decided to do on your own. So don't expect to be rescued when you go out and put yourself in harm's way. Now, just like all other people, you know, I am a Sagittarius. And most of you who maybe know a little bit about astrology know that Sagittarius love freedom and they love traveling. And but, you know, at this time, I can't do it and I can't go, and I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy. I would love to be to have traveled to the East Coast over the holidays and over the last year. But it wasn't something I needed to do. I mean, I just traveled, love traveling, period, and getting out and mingling. But there's no need to do that and put myself in harm's way, or either put anyone else in harm by me being foolish, going out, doing things, exposing myself, and possibly getting in contact with the virus or something even more and affect someone else. So don't live selfishly, beloved one. Look out for yourself, but help look out for the other ones that you love and care about too. So, like I said, don't put yourself in harm's way and expect God to jump in and rescue you all the time, okay? So that's an important thing. You know, when you, besides being in and besides not being able to go as we used to be able to go, I know this is happening for me, I have actually been more productive in turning my energy into other things and creating other things. I can tell you my spiritual depth have grew tremendously this year, as I've been able to have the time to really dive deep into where I really am and as a spirit, and become closer to my God self. And that's because I've quietened down and I've gotten still, and I'm hearing God's voice now more than I've ever heard God's voice. And I'm able to listen to God's voice. And that's a wonderful thing that I'm able to do that, and to allow that energy to flow inside of me and to bring myself closer to God. So take the downtime, beloved one, to dive in, to get quiet, and to fast and to pray and to bring about all the things that for your highest good. And you will find that that will be very helpful for you as you go forth into the new year. So just find channels to grow in other ways and other directions. You ain't got to be ripping and running to bring satisfaction. You'll find out if you take the time now to dive into your spiritual self and then to dive into other opportunities or other things you want to may want to work on. You may be working on writing a book or writing some poetry or putting together a business plan. So take time to do these things while you got the time to be able to do them. So we say thank you, God, for allowing us to have the time to be able to do that. And so for some of us, having this time and slowing down has been a blessing and a great way for us to be able to do that. So, like I said, take your time, redirect your thoughts and your feelings, and you'll have a greater opportunity to have a more productive and opulent destiny inside of you. And by all, do not get frustrated with the process. Regardless of what the last year brought about and challenges, you have the ability to change it this year and be able to bring about. And the best way, beloved one, is to always be willing to be positive, stay positive, and stay committed to your God self. And always, always, in all things, beloved ones, put God first. If you do that, whatever you decide to do, put God first, and things will work itself out. I'm telling you, and that's, I don't give a lot of guarantees in life about nothing because everything is subject to change. But I guarantee you, if that you put God in charge of what you are doing and ask God to work with you and assist you in whatever you're doing, the results are going to come out better. Now, sometimes some of the things we may ask God to assist us with is not always for our highest good. So God may not assist you if what you're asking for is not for your highest good. Then, hey, you're on your own. God did give you free will, so it's up to you. It is true that God created you with the ability to have control over your life. This is true. He gave all of us the gift of free will. And in free will, what it simply means that you have a choice to make your life what you want it to be. You got that, beloved one? That's what free will means. Free will means that you have a choice in making your life what you so desire it to be. Now, this does not mean that God has abandoned you or left you on your own. And that is the farthest from the truth. God would never abandon you, never leave you alone. But not only did God not leave you alone, God assigned you with angels, with guardian angels. There are beings, beloved one, that is outside in the ethers right now that are here to exclusively protect and support you. They were assigned to you at birth. It was known that we have at least one guardian angel. Some of us have even more. And these guardian angels, that's all they do 24/7 when you're asleep, wherever you are, they look over you. And so many of the things that you have had and many things that have come up in your life that you were not able to avoid or you were not aware of it, and thank God your guardian angels stepped in and saved you from those harms. Now, your guardian angels will not interfere in your personal life, beloved ones. They will not interfere in your personal life, but they are here to watch you when you are not able to recognize harm that may be coming to you and to give you support for that standpoint. Now, they will help you if you come in, but if you don't directly ask them to come in, yes, they will help you from a standpoint of keeping you out of harm's way and keeping you safe. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's a beautiful thing that's what they do. And also, your I am presence work similar in the same way. Your I am presence, which is different in a way than your guardian angels, because your I am presence is there with you as well, but your I am presence will step in. Your I am presence will step in if you are not completing something that you were assigned to do, or you committed, or you made an agreement to do before you incarnated into this realm. You are committed to do that, and if you're not moving in that direction, or something you may be doing that will cause you not to be able to do that, your I am presence will step in and have control, beloved one. God always have control, okay? He's given us free will, yes, but God is the controlling force inside of your life. And so your I am presence will step in to help you to get back on track. If there's something that you have come here as a gift to serve humanity in some kind of way and you're not doing it, your I am presence has a way of pushing you into doing what you're supposed to do and getting back on track of what you're supposed to do. I just speak for my own life, on my own self. You know, beloved ones, I've known that I had a calling on my life to do ministry probably since I was in my early 30s, late 20s. I knew that I wanted to, that I had a calling, but I put it off. I kept pushing it down because I thought living in the world and doing worldly stuff was more fun and were more satisfying to me than to doing my spiritual work. Until, you know, the universal God force had to force me in some kind of way. I became ill. I had a really bad illness that really kept me in the hospital for a couple of weeks or so. And in that process, I began to realize, okay, you need to understand that you need to be and fulfill that work. And even after that, I still wasn't totally committed to doing it. But as time came on, spirits kept nudging me and would not let me be at peace with myself until I began to start doing the work that I needed to do the spiritual work that I needed to do. And so that's a good thing. That's why I'm saying your I Am Presence will step in, not like your guardian angels. Your guardian angels ain't going to step in unless you ask them to, other than give you physical protection. They're not going to get involved in your personal life, okay? So that is the difference between your I Am Presence and your angels itself. So it pretty much boils down to so who's really in charge? Who's really in charge? Well, beloved one, that's a really broad statement and a broad question to ask you who's really in charge, because there's a lot of entities who want to be in charge of your life. There are lots of entities out there that want to be in charge of your life. And one of the ones is society as a whole. You know, society wants to collect all of us together to have a mass consciousness, sort of a herd mentality, to be like you, like everybody else. You know, when you separate or step away from the herd, you are sometimes chastised or sometimes put down because you are not like the other masses of people around you. So that means society is trying to conform you to be more in line with society. And that's a really powerful thing. And sometimes the masses of society can really overwhelm you and get you to follow in what it is that you want to be. They want you to fit into the conscience of the masses. Now, then you have your federal government. The federal government itself is a whole nother entity. Not only the federal government, the world governments. They set policy and set rules that they say, in some cases, they say you must follow. And so and they set perimeters of how far you can go and what you can do. And that is the governments of the world. And they've been doing that ever since man has been on the planet. There's been some form of governance, some kind of way, and they set the rules and regulations of how far you can go and what you can do. And so in some sense of matter, they're in charge of what you can do if you choose to follow that of the government and choose to follow what the government wants you to conform to, okay? And I'm telling you, not necessarily rebellious against the government, but be your own individual thinker. Just because the government tells you there's something, it should be one way, doesn't mean it's truly the way it should be, beloved one. So use your own individually God talent and only individual God wisdom to be able to determine what you need to do. Now, number three, we are, it's our family, and this is where it really gets deep. Your family and your friends want you to conform like them. They want you to be part of that structure of the group. And when you are different than the group, boy, you talking about bringing the hammer down on you. They can, family can bring the hammer down on you like no other group in the world. To conform and get back in line with them. You know how challenging, it's very challenging to be different from the rest of the family structure. And probably many of you who are listening, especially my light workers and metaphysical believers and metaphysical New Age people, how different you may be from the rest of your family and how they may look down upon you based on where you are in your spiritual group, because you are not conforming with their idea of traditional religion, okay? So they want you to be part of the group. So they are trying to be in charge of your life as well. They are trying to control how you operate from a spiritual level. But, beloved ones, do not allow that to be. Do not allow that to be. Do not allow anyone to control you from the aspect or what you know is right for your spirit. Do not allow that to happen to you, beloved one. But they will. They will do that, and you will you will regret it if you sacrifice what you truly believe in, what you understand, and what you need to do for yourself. So, for loved ones, you are a co-creator in your life. The Creator who created you as a spirit gave you the ability to be in control of your life. See, your I Am presence, that God presence, operates inside of you all the time, along with your ability to create from yourself. You got your I Am presence with you and your own gifted freedom of choice to be able to do. So that is really pretty much all you need to be able to make your life do what you need to do, is know that God's force is inside of you, which I call the I Am presence, is there to operate with you and be with you at all times, beloved one. So I want you to fully understand that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And what that simply means, beloved one, is that God is allowing you to share in the spiritual energy. See, you are a direct image of the Creator who created you. The image of that spiritual image, the DNA in the spirituality is inside of you, the same DNA that is inside of the Creator who created the universe. You are one, beloved one, with your God self. That is the energy that is inside of you. So that is where you need to have and to understand that you have the ability to be a co-creator with God. Yes, and you can create, and many co-creator mean that God will assist you when you need to have assistance, will create with you and help you. I know you've heard that old step, when you take one step, God will take two. That is that I Am present in you that are taking you and pushing you and compelling you and pulling you to a higher state of consciousness and awareness to be able to assist you in anything that you need to do that is in divine right. And God ain't going to assist you to do wrong. Now, if you're doing wrong and not doing things that are not ethical, then you're on your own. Don't expect that you're going to get any assistance from the God force that will helping you to do wrong. But thank God, God's love and passion for you, beloved ones, have given you that assistance to help you to get through and to help you to move forward and to do what you need to do. And that's a beautiful thing, God, that, you know, God has allowed part of his or her, I said the creators, because if you go back and read in the Bible, it said, let us make mankind in our image. So there was more than one angelical being there when man was being created, because they used the term, let's make in our image. So that means there was more than one. So there was a masculine and there was a feminine energy there that was creating all of these things at one time, beloved one. So you are part of that. You are part of that energy. And so, like I said, do not keep full aware that you have the power and strength to be in charge of your own life along with the creation of the God, the I Am present with you. And that I Am present will never forsake you or never leave you. If that same I Am present is in you right now, has been with you through every incarnation that you have ever taken. And I mean incarnation that you have taken anywhere in the universe. Because, hey, you know what? Earth is not the only planet that souls go and visit. Okay, beloved one. So don't think that we got it going on like that. There ain't other intelligence in the universe I'm playing, because there is. And you are more than likely have been on some of those other lives and some of them other places before in your incarnation. Thank God you just don't know about it. If you're curious to know about it, you can go have your Akashic records read, and it will give you a full understanding of your soul's journeys. Okay, if you that curious, you want to know where you've been, what you've been doing all this time since you've been here, then your Akashic records, regardless of whether you're incarnated 5 times or whether you're incarnated 1,000 times, you have a record. You have created a record, beloved one, of your journeys and your process of where you are and what you have been doing. It has all been put in a record form and it can be accessed to you. So, yes, by having a record, you are accountable. You're held accountable for what you do and every life you have to know that is being recorded. And there were a very gifted prophet, Edgar Cayce. I don't know if many of you know about him, but Edgar Cayce is very special. He has a very large, powerful organization, even as the day he's not here on the planet with us, but his spirit and his work is still being done. And Edgar Cayce were gifted and powerful to be able to go in and read the Akashic records of the individuals that he was healing and working on. And there are documented facts that Edgar Cayce was able to heal well over 40-some thousand people. And most of the healing he done because he was able to access those individuals' Akashic records and be able to read the Akashic records and find out what they brought over from a previous life that may be affecting them now in their physical health. Because, you know, you can bring stuff from one life to another. Basically, you still can bring things over with you. Just because you leave out of this physical body and take on another form, there are still things inside of your being that gets carried over. Okay, so, but Edgar Cayce was able to go and read and find out and was able to heal. So that's amazing that a lot of illness that one may be carrying or dealing with even today may be something that you created in a previous lifetime. Okay, that's pretty amazing that that happened, but it is. It is what it is, and when it comes to doing that. So, yes, there is a record. But the deal is that you, beloved ones, have the ability to take charge of your destiny. You are the one who are there. So don't allow yourself to get caught up in society and what society deemed to be the correct way to do things. And by all means, even the government trying to force things on you that you know is not for your highest good and not for your best good. Do not become a victim and allow yourself to be forced into stuff that you know is not working for you. It may work for someone else, and that's okay, you know, but it may not work for you. And, of course, the family structure, back to that, that's a harder one because, you see, beloved one, you incarnate the people in your family, you incarnate it together as a group. That usually when groups incarnate, they incarnate in groups. And a lot of times those people that you incarnate with is your family because you have made agreements with those individuals to be able to work out things and to be able to bring things into your life together and to help each other grow from a spiritual level. So it's harder to get away from your family than it is any other way. That's why they're your family. That's why they're so close to you. Because they are the one there to help you give lessons, to help to bring life lessons into your life and to be able to help you from that standpoint and to be able to grow from that. So embrace every family member knowing they're there to serve and to help you to grow and to be more powerful. So start, you know, beloved ones, I tell you all the time that you are gods and goddesses, and that's the truth. And I say that because you are made in the direct image of God. So when you are made in the direct image of something, that means you are like that something, that thing that you are made in. That's what image means, the likeness. And you are made directly in it. So you are sons and daughters of the high God. And you are gods and goddesses in the flesh. And even beloved Jesus say, if it is not written that ye are gods, yes. So do not be intimidated by anyone saying that that's a bad thing and that is blasphemy or you are out of context, you're posing yourself as God. No, beloved ones, you are saying you are one with God. And that's always so, so important for you to be one with God at all time and understand your connection with the God self, that who you are from that standpoint. So as you allow yourself to go into this new year, put God first. immerse yourself in God. Immerse yourself with the feelings of God all around you, all in you, and being part of you, and to be able to feel connected with that God energy, because that is what's going to especially sustain you as you go through this shift and the shift that's taking place in right here in the United States and other parts of the world. There's a lot of things going to happen, beloved ones, and this year is going to be a year of a lot of change, especially in the first quarter of this year. There's going to be some changes that's going to be kind of shaking to some of us, and things are going to be happening. And once we get past the first quarter, things will begin to shift and change a lot. But there's a lot of stuff going to happen that's going to kind of shake you. So you have to make sure that you are grounded in that God force and that God energy, and knowing that you are not separated from God, but you are one with God. And that regardless of what's going on around you, just be patient, be content, knowing that God is the source of your goods. And that is who you need. That's where you need to focus your energy on, not what's going on around you and the chaos of which may appear to be going on. Do not allow yourself to get caught up in that, beloved ones. Do not allow yourself to get caught up in that emotionally, a feeling, or especially physically. Okay, stay out of harm's way and keep yourself grounded in your God, I am self. That is the key to your survival. That is the total key to your survival, beloved one. So as we go into this new year, I want you to take this new energy with you on all levels and all ways, okay? You know, today we're going to do a little something a little different in the show that I usually do. I'm going to open the lines for people who may want to express how they feel or what they're thinking about the new year. So if you want to do that, I think you can press. I'm not totally sure, but I'm sure you can press 1 on your phone, and I will see in the audience where you, and I can call you in if you choose to want to express today how you're feeling and what you feel that may be happening with you spiritually this year, and you may see some things that may be benefit to all of us, and we are grateful for you for doing that. But before I open the lines up, I want to introduce you to someone who is very special to me and special to the spiritual growth of all of us. I was very fortunate to meet this young, talented minister when I was in Sedona. And matter of fact, she gave me a spiritual reading when I was there. And we sort of clicked ever since then. That's been, oh my God, back since 2012, and I wanted to kind of introduce you to her. Her name is Minister Jo Pearson, and Minister Jo is a metaphysical minister. She holds a master's degree in metaphysical, and she's working on her doctorate in metaphysical ministry. That's pretty powerful stuff there. And one thing we do have in common, we both attended the school of the University of Sedona. So that was made us kindling spirits from that standpoint, and that she is really stepping to a higher level to make this happen and working on her doctorate. That takes a lot of work, beloved one. I have a degree too, but I don't have a doctorate, and that takes a lot of work. And her commitment, I'm very proud of her to committing herself to want to do that. And also, Minister Pearson is a channeler. She's channeled other energies and other entities to come and to be able to help and assist other people to be able to live a more aligned purpose in their life and to be able to move forth and to do what she needs to do. And so that's a beautiful thing, too, to be able to assist others in their growth. And along with that, Minister Pearson is a spiritual reader. She's an intuitive reader, and she's very well and very good with that as well. She has clients, and she's been doing it for quite a while. Like I said, I met her back in 2012, and I don't know how long before then she was doing it, but I know she's been doing it from then up to now. She's still involved. And she's also on the board for the Edgar Casey Foundation. And, you know, you don't get accepted into that group unless you have something special going for you and have been recognizing your ability to be able to do things. Well, Mr. Pearson is going to be joining us even on the Holistic Ministry. She's going to be doing probably the third week of January. She will be doing an hour show, and she'll be doing a show for me in the third week of January and probably other shows as well. Also, you can find her here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays at 7:30 in the morning, and to give a little inspiration and motivation, so she will be helpful. And this, today I'm asking her to just come in and say hello to you guys and just give us a little spiritual insight of what she sees that what is happening in the new in 2021, and give a little opinion of her thoughts about how she sees the year going and how it will benefit us to be in a certain state of spiritual awareness. So I want to introduce you to you. Minister Pearson, are you there?
Yes. Thank you, Minister Browning.
Okay, very good, very good. So, guys, this is Minister Pearson, so she is going to be talking to you for a few minutes, and I'll be back, okay? All right, Minister Pearson, you got it.
Yes, this is such a privilege. I've been listening through this segment and feeling the energies of you all, my sisters and brothers. I am wanting to share with you what has been coming through about this new year, 2021. 2020 was universal 4 year. So a lot of that energy had to do with what we were experiencing, breaking up of foundations, systems, the way we see life and we experience life, how we would say it's always been. That energy is slowly breaking up and moving out. What we're experiencing now is a new and fresher energy, energy that is more relative to 5D reality. 5D reality has been slowly coming in and raising itself since the mid-1980s and started progressing through the 90s. Now we're in a current where it is starting to flow and calling upon those of us who are aligned with that energy and that consciousness to step up to the plate. So 2021 being a universal 5 year is bringing in that energy and following that trend of saying, it's my time, it's my season. So what I'm saying to you, it's your time now, it's your season. Here from January to mid-March, what I'm sensing is going to be a little rocky because we are trying to totally eliminate and allow the 2020 energy to move into the past. We will be seeing a change in almost every foundational platform in the United States, in the world, globally, and we're already seeing that coming into the end of 2020. So political systems, economic systems, healthcare, education, almost every system that's in place is experiencing this shift in the energy that's bringing us deeper into a 5D vibration. So what it's calling for you to do is look at it from a universal standpoint, is to stand in your God self. Stand in who you feel you are from within yourself. Listen to that quiet voice within you. If there is any adapting to do, and adapting is part of the universal 5 vibration, it's adapting to that which speaks to you. It is stepping up to the plate and saying, I am going to listen to my heart. Listen to my gut instinct. We are all psychic intuitive. We are all intuitive. It's calling for that time and you're being given an opportunity to embrace that, to hear yourself, to listen to yourself. What went on in 2020 was an opportunity to dig deep, and a lot of people were doing that. So in this vibration, in this new year, it's finally within this period of January to mid-March, if you have not yet already done it, identify those things that are not serving you any longer and letting them go, releasing them, and bringing in and allowing yourself to hear your inner voice that is telling you, this says change your diet, change your job, step up to the project, whatever your heart is saying, it's getting quiet enough to hear that. 2021 is bringing in a more prosperous energy. And prosperity reflects on all levels. So whatever area of your life that is coming to you, focus on those areas and allow yourself to hear your inner voice and say yes. Speak it into being. You have the power to do so. And universally, that vibration is supporting that type of effort. Okay, I don't want to get... I'll continue your role, but Mr. Browning, if you're ready to come back in.
Yes, I appreciate you. I mean, if you have more to say, you have the floor, your mic. We've got plenty of time. So if you're ready to, you've said what you need to say, that's okay too. But if you need more time, go ahead. I mean, do you have anything else you want to share with us? You know, I know you're very conscious and very aware. And we will embrace what you have to say. So if so, go ahead. If not, I will.
That pretty much sums up. I wanted to get in the meat and foundational elements of this universal 5 year that we're in here in 2021. And I really do want to say, take every day to celebrate. To identify, if you don't identify but one thing that you accomplished or experienced or shared with someone else and connecting with them that really spoke to your spirit, that which made you just smile and feel good every day, close your day remembering that. Celebrating that. Celebrate something within yourself and about you every day. You are blessed and given a life that is precious, that adds value, each and every one of you adds value to this person. If we look at it from a five-dimensional reality, standing in who you are, and what you are in your God-Goddess self, everything you say, everything you do, everything you think is sending a vibration out globally and universally. So you have an effect on someone on the other side of the world just by standing in all that you are and your very beingness. 2021 is the opportunity to step up to the plate and own who you are. Yes, there will be things that we'll be dealing with. Things are changing, consciousness changing for everyone, comparable to where they are and what they are owning and claiming for themselves. So I'm asking you, sisters and brothers, stand in who you are. You have the support to be able to do that in this coming year. As this year progresses, January to mid-March, if you haven't released, if you haven't identified, want to identify what you will stand in, do it during this period. Because the current and the flow is going to progress and become more rapid, time is diminishing as we know it, and the vibrations that are happening right now give me the opportunity to do this, to step up and own yourself and stand all that you are in your, and do those things that your heart is telling you to do. The momentum to be able to do so is going to progressively increase as we go deeper and deeper into this year. So I promise you, there is light. There is so much light, and it's for us to focus on that light. So I'm asking you, stay in the light and embrace all that you have.
All right, Minister. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for taking the time out this morning to come to share with us your inner feelings about what's to come. And I must say, I agree with you 100% as to how where we're going, especially in the first quarter of the year. We do see that radical change taking place, and with change there comes a little disturbance and a little challenges, but out of that, too, we shall grow and be able to move forward. So, beloved ones, I would suggest that you take that to heart and to plan accordingly and to ground yourself accordingly based on what you have heard today. And that that is a good thing. We really appreciate Reverend Pearson to share with us this morning. And every Wednesday morning at 7:30, Minister Pearson is here, and we're probably going to be bringing her on, adding her more in the morning as well. So it's a possibility she's going to probably be doing, coming on twice a week at 7:30 in the morning to give you a little inspiration and motivation to get your day started. If you haven't listened to the Inspirational Morning Show, I would suggest that you do it, because it's designed to give you a lift to help you get your morning started and help get your day started and help you just to have a more balance in your day and in your time and yourself. And that's a good thing to be able to do that. So right now we've been doing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but with God's willing, we're going to take this thing and take it to a higher level and try to bring it to you at least 5 days out of the week. Right now, and then we probably won't be doing that for a couple of weeks, but that is the overall plan, to bring you more inspiration and motivation to expand the program. As well as that, we're also going to be expanding the program into doing a health show. I have a nutritional doctor, well-known nutritional doctor out of the Washington, D.C. area, who has agreed to come and assist us in doing a wellness and health show probably on Thursdays. We'll probably be getting that done in probably about another 2 weeks. We're just working all the timing, logistics out to be able to do that. Very well-known doctor in the Washington, D.C. area. Not only is she a nutrition doctor, but she's a chiropractor as well, and we will be bringing her in to assist us into getting our year started right, to be able to get our physical temples right and to be able to do what we need to do, because it's very important that, you know, in order to enjoy life and in order to have life, our temples have to be right as well. So, you know, this is the house of God. God lives in your physical temple. Your I Am presence is housed in your physical temple. So you have to keep that straight. So she's going to help us to work on getting our physical body straight, as well as she's a very spiritually attuned person as well. But we're going to be bringing her on and to be able to share with us on how to do it. You guys will be able to call in and, you know, have your questions answered about your health and how to have a better quality of health, because that's important. Along with your spiritual growth, you want to take care of your physical bodies as well. Okay, so that's important that I bring you that information, allow you to be able to grow. See, this ministry is all about growth. So we're going to do all we can do in order to grow this ministry and bring it into a higher level, as well as I'm doing the Blog Talk Show. I'm going to be doing some YouTube things in the next couple of weeks, as well as some other formats to get the word out more. So share with your friends about this ministry. Tell them about it, because, you know, we are different. We are not a traditional ministry, and I have no shame with that. We are catering to a different conscience of people. and we're people who are spiritually aware, and I own the path. You know, if someone who's not there want to listen, that's good, but that's not the main audience that I am catering to and bringing the message to. You know, so everybody have to find their niche and where they need to be and what they need to do and who they need to touch. So most of the people who tune here are spiritually conscious and are light workers themselves and have a lot to add. So at any time that you want to be able to participate, you can go to my website, www.theholisticministry, and there's a part on the bottom. You can send me a message, and if you want to talk about something in specific or you want to come and share something that you have to share on the ministry, that will also be part. So we will be opening the lines up at least one Sunday out of the month to be able to bring about information and get clarity for you to be able to help you in your spiritual growth, beloved ones. I so care for you and love you. I want to see nothing but the very best for you for the new year, that you be able to grow and be able to expand your consciousness and be prepared to get into that fifth dimension consciousness, because that's when the gifts start. That's when the magic starts, when you're able to be in your fifth dimension and be able to stay there and operate from that fifth dimensional consciousness, is where it takes on a whole new dynamic shift for you. And so that is what we're working on, getting everybody prepared to go there and be there and stay there and to be able to bring out your gifts, to be able to help heal the planet. And as each one of us know, we need a lot of healing to be done right now. So, and the thing about it is we have the capability to do it. The gods, the creators have put us here on planet Earth to help create. Yes, this is school. Planet Earth is a school. But not only that, we come here to help to heal and help to heal ourselves, as well as to help the healing processes of others also. So that's why you're here, beloved one. So we give gratitude and thanks for you for tuning in today. And like I said, I wish each one of you a wonderful and marvelous and positive year on all aspects of your life. So we're going to close out now, but we're going to close out with a prayer, as we always do. And like I said, visit the website, my website, www.theholisticministry.com. You can also make a love offering if you so desire. Okay, but anyway, let's close with a prayer. Beloved, mighty I Am present, we give gratitude and thank you for all that you allowed us to experience this day. We thank you, God, for giving us spiritual awareness, and as we go into this new year, that we will be more dynamic in everything we do, that we will embrace you, God, as the source of everything that we so desire and everything we want and everything we need will come through you, God. So we are focusing, putting our attentions on our I Am presence, that energy within us, and we will grow from that, knowing that we have the power to take charge of our lives, that we are co-creators with you, God, and we know that you have not forsaken us or abandoned us, but you are with us right this second. Everything, anytime that we have need or desire, we all need to do is turn inside and request that for which we need. And we give gratitude and thanks for giving us the knowledge of how to make contact with you, God, how to be able to communicate with you, and that we will do our part by being still and allowing your word to come through, and that it will affect us in the matters for our highest and spiritual self. So we ask you, dear beloved, mighty and present, just to grace us with your blessings and your presence, and most of all, show us mercy and show us your love and compassion as we go about this new year. And we pray, beloved, mighty and present, also for our country. We pray for healing here that is much needed. Pray that we are able to come to a point where we are not so separated, but that we are come together as human, having a spiritual plane here on planet Earth, and that we will work together as a team and as a group, and to bring more alignment and more perfection into the world. So help us, beloved one. Touch each and every one of these beloved ones. Touch all the leaders and all the ones who are in the decision-making power to be able to help in the healing process, and that allow everything to be in its highest good. So we give gratitude and thanks to God, knowing that this is going to be a wonderful and marvelous year for each one of my beloved listeners, that they will all be safe and healthy and be here by with us this time next year. So we give gratitude and thanks, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I've been a pleasure to have been with you today, to be able to share with you what has come through for me. And I just say tune in this year. More, we're going to be bringing you more information, more knowledge, and more wisdom to help you to grow. And that's what it's all about, growth. We all are going to grow together and become more conscious and more aware until we can get to that level of oneness and perfection with God. And that is the key, to move into that higher state where we become into God consciousness. And that is the direction that we're heading. So we say thank you, beloved ones. So grateful for you. Have a wonderful and marvelous day.